You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. As students head back to school, high schoolers at area schools who are enrolled in an advanced placement class have some wind at their backs. Nearly 78.6% of high schoolers in Oshkosh schools and 73.6% of high schoolers in Appleton area schools taking the AP exam scored a 3 or above in the 2023-24 school year. For Oshkosh, that's a huge 16.1% jump from the previous school year and well above the statewide average of 71%, which also ticked upward compared to the previous year. A 3 or above on an AP exam is usually enough to qualify for college credit. The data comes from the school data tool from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which offers data on a variety of school metrics, like student and teacher demographics and testing results. You can find out more at wispolicyforum.org. As for why the scores are increasing, that could be due to the metrics itself. The College Board, which administers AP exams, recently recalibrated its scoring for generally higher passing rates. Gas prices made a significant jump in the last week. Melissa Kay has the latest.
The price at the pump rose 23.8 cents in 1 week, with the average across the state landing at 306 on Monday. This is 16.8 cents higher than a month ago, but still over 15 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say last week's storms knocked the Midwest's largest refinery in Indiana offline, which caused the sharp jumps in gas prices across Ohio, Wisconsin, and Michigan. With the refinery restarting, there was some late-week relief in wholesale prices. There are currently no major hurricanes threatening the U.S., and overall oil prices remain relatively stable. This said, the biggest wild card to prices would be any shifts in Russia's war on Ukraine.
In Green Bay, a gallon of gas is up 34.3 cents a gallon for an average of 310. In Appleton and Oshkosh, gas is averaging about 305 a gallon. Students on track to become dental hygienists have new state-of-the-art labs, classrooms, and sterilization rooms at Fox Valley Technical College. The trade school recently unveiled its 3,400 square foot and $2.1 million expansion that includes 12 dental simulators. Fox Valley Technical expects to see about a 6% increase in enrollment in the fall semester. This year marks the opening of the Hmong American Immersion School at Johnston Elementary in Appleton. The school's designed to blend language, culture, and community for Hmong students. The HAIS is the first Hmong immersion school in Northeast Wisconsin. Madison has a Hmong bilingual program, and Milwaukee has the Hmong American Peace Academy, a charter school. Wisconsin boasts the third largest Hmong population in the U.S. Classes at HAIS begin Tuesday, September 2nd. The final report from the National Transportation Safety Board on a fatal plane crash in Lake Winnebago during EAA Air Venture 2023 says pilot error was to blame for the accident. The pilot, 30-year-old Devin Riley, and her 20-year-old passenger, Zach Coley Moreno, were killed when the plane crashed and broke apart in the lake on July 29th of 2023, just 8 minutes after takeoff. At the end of August, 61-year-old Diane Bartlett, the Oshkosh City Clerk, is retiring after 10 years with the city. Innovative Public Advisors is conducting the recruiting process and accepting applications until the position is filled. The city clerk coordinates and oversees the elections process in Oshkosh, provides city council support, handles licensing and assessments, and provides records management for the city. A Wisconsin judge will not dismiss felony charges against two attorneys and a former aide to President Donald Trump, who advised Trump in 2020 as part of a plan to submit paperwork falsely claiming that the Republican Party had won the battleground state that year. Dane County Circuit Judge John Hyland on Friday rejected the motions to dismiss the 11 felony charges filed against the three defendants. The charges are for using forgery in an attempt to defraud each of the 10 Republican electors who cast their ballots for Trump that year. Trump won Wisconsin in 2016 and 2024, but lost in 2020 and tried unsuccessfully to overturn his defeat. How's the housing market doing in Wisconsin? Joanne Krulatz has the answer.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its July Wisconsin Real Estate Report, revealing that total statewide listings improved 7.3% from July 2024. Meanwhile, the statewide median home price rose 4.5% to $322,500. Affordability remained low, improving just 1.7% since July 2024, and the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate fell slightly from 6.85% in July 2024 to 6.72% in July 2025.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
It's the Brewers and the D-backs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game two tonight of the Brewers and Arizona Diamondbacks in Milwaukee. Last night, the Crew with a 7-5 win over Arizona. It was a close call. The Diamondbacks with a 5-run rally in the sixth. Still, Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff got the win.
It was a good night. I think way too many positives outweigh the outcome of the outing. Look, the main thing is we won the game, which is huge for us. But yeah, the sixth inning, that's just one of those innings you kind of chalk up to kind of being a baseball inning, and I haven't had one of those up until this point.
Woodruff now 5-1 for the season. NFL, the Packers reducing their roster from 90 to 53 players today. Yesterday, the team confirmed that they traded for Eagles offensive lineman Darian Kennard. The Badgers getting ready for their season opener in Madison. Center Jake Renfro expected to play after suffering a leg injury during training camp. Wisconsin hosts the Miami of Ohio Redhawks 8 o'clock Thursday night at Camp Randall Stadium. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. True Detective fans, are you ready for Nick Cage? According to Deadline, Season 5 is in development, and Nick Cage is in talks to headline the HBO's Emmy-winning crime series. Iza Lopez, writer of Season 4, is returning as a showrunner. True Detective Season 4 received high critic ratings, achieving a 92% certified fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes and 81 out of 100 on Metacritic. The show is expected to return sometime in 2027. Kieran Shipka is the latest to join the cast of the upcoming comedy Heads. Yes, that's the name. Dave Franco, O'Shea Jackson Jr., and Peter Dinklage are the first to join the cast. The script is a hilarious comedy about a road trip that develops into chaos and insanity. Macon Blair has joined to write and direct. Blair has worked on projects such as Logan Lucky, Rebel Ridge, and The Toxic Avenger. There is no official release date just yet. After 1 month of the Coldplay concert Kiss Cam scandal, Chris Barton helps fan propose. The fan was seen on the Jumbotron holding a sign that read, "I want to propose," with an arrow pointing to his presumed girlfriend.
My brother, I need you to nod as I do some very basic security checks, okay? Is this person your partner? Yes, no one else's partner, okay? Okay. Are you cousins or siblings or anything weird like that? No. Okay. Are you AI or made from, are you real? Are you real people? Okay. And I think we can continue. All right.
Martin then breaking into song that ended with the man dropping on one knee and proposing. The woman said yes, and the couple sealed the moment with a kiss. A new box office champ has been crowned. Netflix Sony Pictures K-pop Demon Hunter has surpassed last week's winner, Weapons, with an estimated $18 million two-day opening. Weapons stays in second with $15.6 million. Third goes to Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis's Freakier Friday with $9.2 million. And the fourth is Marvel Films Fantastic Four First Steps with $5.9 million. So grab some popcorn and get to the theaters. If you're looking for a new movie to watch at home, here's a couple new films. Eenie Meenie follows Edie, a teenage getaway driver who is dragged back into her unsavory past when a former employee offers her an opportunity to save the life of her chronically unreliable ex-boyfriend. Another movie is The Map That Leads to You, which follows Heather, Madeline Klein, a young woman setting off on an adventure across Europe with her best friend before setting into her perfectly planned life when she crosses paths with Jack, KJ Apa, a magnetic and mysterious stranger. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another beautiful day today, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon and just a light breeze. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and just a little warmer with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.
the national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.